From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And one thing that Connecticut has, we can all agree on this, is a lot of history and a lot of landmarks. The Connecticut Landmarks is overseeing a lot of those properties. And joining me this morning is Jana Colasino, the site administrator for the Butler McCook House and the Isham Terry House in Hartford. Jana, it's been a while. How have you been?
Joey, I'm doing great. And I'm so thrilled to be here with you talking about some of the great fall programs that we have coming up at both of the Hartford houses and some of our other Connecticut landmark sites.
And that's the thing, you know, things are starting to return to normal. We'll agree on that. Hopefully, I appreciate things returning to normal and people getting out and wanting to do things. And fall in New England is one of those times where people want to get out and do things. And Connecticut Landmarks, ctlandmarks.org, if people want more information, there's things going on, and I want to tell people what to do. So starting just this afternoon, you got a walk coming up in downtown Hartford. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. It's actually this morning, Joey. It's at 11 a.m. We're going to leave from the Butler McCook House right on Main Street in Hartford, and we're going to be taking a walk back into the past. It's an easy 1.5 mile walk down the sidewalks of Hartford's historic Main Street. So we'll leave from the Butler McCook House, we'll walk down to the G. Fox Building, and we'll learn about how the city has evolved by viewing and discussing some of Main Street's really significant structures, including the Municipal Building, the Wadsworth Athenaeum, the Travelers Tower, the Old State House, Center Church and the Ancient Burying Ground, and of course, our own Butler McCook House and Garden, which is the oldest remaining structure on Hartford's Main Street.
That's amazing. You know, before we got going, I want to touch on this for people that, you know, there's all these properties around downtown and the outlying areas. People might not know what they are. The doors are open, people. Go in and learn about the history. That's what you guys are there for, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so, and it's ironic when you're going over the list of things, the G. Fox Building. It hasn't been G. Fox for a while, but everyone still knows it as G. Fox.
You're right. They sure do. And that's a spectacular building. It now houses Capital Community College. And they do a great deal about Hartford history as well with their Hartford Heritage Project. And I know they've got some great history lectures coming up. A lot of them are virtual if people are interested in that. They're a partner of ours.
Because that's the thing. There is a lot of history in Connecticut that people might not recognize.
You're right. People don't realize. I mean, we're almost as old as Boston, as old as New York. And so much of our history has actually kind of been torn down or replaced. But there's a lot there if you're out looking for it. And at Connecticut Landmarks, we love to share it with people through our walking tours and through our historic houses. So I hope people will visit our website, ctlandmarks.org, because we always have things going on.
And, you know, coming up next weekend, one of them has been sold out, but we're going to let people know they can get on the waiting list or throw that on your calendar for next year. Things that go bump in the night.
Oh, yes. This is a good one, Joey. October 28th and 29th from 7 to 9. It's sold out, but you can try to get on the wait list. Is our perennial favorite. It's a special candlelight tour that will take you around the Nathan Hale Homestead property. And it highlights the long-standing Hale Homestead ghost stories. And it features even some of the Hale staff members' spooky encounters at the site as well. So it's so popular. I would encourage people, if you can't get tickets this year, put it on your calendar for September, because this is a multi-day event that always sells out fast.
And, I mean, it's a beautiful place just to go visit if there's not anything going on.
Oh, absolutely. The Nathan Hale State Forest is right adjacent to the property, and it's lovely for fall walks. and the Coventry Farmers Market's out there as well on Sundays. Those end on the last Sunday of October.
So we're getting close to that, so everyone can enjoy some Connecticut-grown produce. One of the other ones...
Gotta love that.
It's been an amazing success for you guys that, like we talked about, there's these properties all across the Hartford area. And, you know, the Nathan Hale Homestead isn't exactly close to Hartford, but it's in the region. We'll give it that.
Right.
But there's other events coming on. What else you got for me?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. We have this incredible program called Morning Wreath Upon the Door. It's a 19th century immersive Halloween drama. And this is a program that's literally been years in the making because of COVID.
So it's not like the morning wreath. It's a morning of other sorts, a spiritual morning.
Yes, a morning of a death in the family. And we are collaborating with the very creative people at Escapism Productions to present an original program conceived and written by Jackson Kolinsky, who's the producer. And it's so cool because the small audience that gets to attend actually shares the floor of the Isham Terry House in Hartford and gets to interact with the cast of the production in this historic setting. So the audience isn't seated in chairs as they might be in a traditional theatrical performance, but they're actually moving throughout the house with the cast as the drama unfolds.
So it's like a choose-your-own mystery that you're part of. I like it.
Exactly. So it's not exactly improv, but the interactions with the audience and the cast drive the direction of each performance. And in fact, the ending may not be the same from show to show. No two performances that I've seen so far have been alike. So if you'll let me, I'll set the scene for the show.
Yeah.
So the audience... we'll be stepping back into October of 1899, and they, as they enter through the front door of the Isham Terry House, are the guests of the Beddoes family, and they're invited to partake in the festivities of All Hallows Eve. And the house is shrouded in mourning from a recent tragic death in the family. And some of the festivities the audience gets to take part in are parlor games from the Victorian era, and a seance conducted in the spiritualist fashion. So Escapism Productions has worked with Connecticut Landmarks to set the scene at the Isham Terry House. They've created this historical story about 19th century customs and traditions. But to kind of bring it up to the present day, there's a twist, and it involves the author Lovecraft, and it's got an element of cosmic horror to it for enthusiasts of Lovecraft's writings as well.
That's awesome. And, you know, and here's the thing. People have driven by the Isham Terry House so many times. Where is it, though?
Oh, my goodness.
It's hiding in plain sight.
The actual address is 211 High Street. And for the people that may not ring a bell for, if you're coming in or going out of the tunnel on I-84 in Hartford, it sits on the north side of the highway. It's a big cream-colored house with dark green shutters. And so if you see the house, you would know it just by driving through right before the Asylum Avenue exit. And it is a gorgeous house built in 1854. And it's about the same era as the Mark Twain house. But the really amazing thing is that everything inside the house is original. It's all there as if the family walked out the door and left. Nothing is a reproduction or a recreation. So it's an amazing place to visit and a very cool set for our new production, Morning Wreath Upon the Door.
That sounds excellent. Now, you know, with people being stuck indoors for the past 2 years plus, I'd be curious, have you had anyone visit any of the houses trying to imagine what it would have been like being stuck indoors in those times for 2+ years?
Oh, my gosh. You know what's really funny is that Escapism Productions was also going to produce a drama at our Butoff Williams house in Wethersfield, and it was actually based on a 17th century pandemic. And I don't know if that's going to still stay the same when they were hoping to have that production in the spring, but the pandemic setting may be a little too close for comfort for some of us at this point. So I don't know if they're going to rewrite that a little bit.
I mean, like I said, there's always things going on at all the landmarks across Hartford. How have the gardens been this year? Because I know a lot of the houses have beautiful gardens. We're kind of past that season, but you can still walk through the gardens and experience them, right?
Absolutely. Some of them are really pretty in the fall, where you've got different colors and, you know, the blooms are starting to dry out. There's still a particular beauty to that. Mm-hmm. So our gardens have been wonderful. And, you know, for people who may not feel safe going inside places, the gardens are a great place to visit. And they provide a lot of respite and comfort for people during this tough time.
It's just something, you know, peaceful and tranquil to be able to sit in a garden, just, you know, take in nature from the history of what's there.
Exactly. Exactly. And we've offered a lot of virtual programs in the winter about our gardens, and those were very well attended.
And how
people were just anxious to get out and see them again.
And that's the thing, you know, the virtual thing has kicked off in earnest over the past year and a half, 2 years because of the pandemic. Have you guys been able to correlate any of that virtual stuff to meet the history, if you will?
Yes, absolutely. We've had some great virtual programs connected to our sites. And what's really wonderful is it affords the opportunity for people who may live outside the area or who, you know, aren't necessarily able to travel to some of our sites to join in with us. And we've got a great program coming up at the Isham Terry House on November 7th that has a virtual component and, if you like, an in-person component. We're welcoming a mother and daughter team, the Grounded Good Wives, to present the not-so-golden life of the Gilded Age wife as a virtual program at 2 p.m., and if people are binge-watching things like Vikings, Turn, or Frontier during the pandemic, you'll see people being disemboweled, tortured, even decapitated. But you really won't find anything about the realities of life, such as chamber pots, birth control, breastfeeding, or even changing poopy diapers on your baby.
Mm.
So these women explore these fascinating but often taboo subjects that are frequently omitted from history, but were a real part of people's lives. So this mother and daughter team, Velia and Eris, are going to delve into this unsanitized, they call it herstory, because it tends to be the history of women of Gilded Age life, and they're totally hilarious, but very frank about what life was like back then. And this is a free virtual talk, and if people are interested, I'll be leading an in-person tour of the Isham Terry House the same morning of the presentation at 11 a.m. for anybody who's always driven by or known about the house but has never had the chance to get inside. November 7th is one of the days for that. But we're always taking appointments for tours of our houses based on people's schedule. So They're welcome to reach out to us for an appointment, too.
And that's awesome. Like, I was trying to explain to my kids when we were up in Lake George a couple weeks ago, we were explaining, you know, like, the male always walked closer to the road, as you know, that was the way it's always been. That's the way it's supposed to be. The male walks on the road, the female walks closer to the building. And they're like, well, why is that? I'm like, from what I was taught, whether it was right or wrong, it still makes sense to me, is back in the day of chamber pots, when there wasn't modern plumbing and he kind of just threw it out the window, the female was safer being closer to the house, where the male was on the outside of the sidewalk. So it's just the right thing to do, shall we say.
Disgusting, but true, right?
You know, that's history. That's history at its finest, unfortunately, in a weird way. So if people want more information, because I know there's going to be holiday stuff coming up also, you know, Christmas time around Thanksgiving, we'll get into that at a future date. But where can people go to get out and the information of what's going on, either with the walking tour later this morning or the morning wreath upon the door, or if they can, you know, maybe get on that waiting list for things that go bump in the night?
The best place to get information about all of our sites is our website for Connecticut Landmarks. It's ctlandmarks with an S at the end, .org. And if you go to our event calendar, it's week by week, and you can see what's going on.
See, it's just that easy. So joining me again this morning, Jana Colasino, the site administrator for the Butler McCook House and the Isham Terry House, right off Right 84. You've driven by it. You probably have no idea what it is, but stop in, Visit Jana should be happy to greet you and give you a little history lesson while you're at it, because remember, great things and even history happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.